Son, never stop learning.
14,000 years ago, a wolf made a choice that changed the world. Not a dramatic, cinematic choice, a quiet one. It stepped closer to a human fire instead of retreating into the dark. That single behavioral tendency, repeated across generations, is what gave us every dog alive today. And here is the surprising part. We did not domesticate dogs. They domesticated themselves. The science behind this is called the self-domestication hypothesis, and it is one of the most compelling ideas in evolutionary biology. Alina, here is the key idea. Not all wolves were equally fearful of humans. Some carried naturally lower cortisol levels, the stress hormone that triggers a flight response. Those calmer wolves were more willing to scavenge near human campsites. They got more food. They survived more winters. They reproduced more. Over many generations, tameness was not taught, it was selected. The wolves that were friendliest to humans were the ones that lived long enough to pass on their genes. Researchers call this the survival of the friendliest. It is a direct inversion of the brutal, competitive logic we usually associate with natural selection. Now, one thing surprises almost everyone when they first hear it. Modern dogs did not descend from modern grey wolves. Genetic studies confirm that all living dogs trace back to a now extinct lineage of late Pleistocene wolves, a population that no longer exists in the wild. That means the wolf you see in a nature documentary is not the ancestor of your dog. It is more like a distant cousin. The two lineages split from a common ancestor long ago. As for where domestication happened geographically, the DNA evidence is genuinely contested. Some studies point to East Asia, others to Europe or the Middle East. The honest answer is that domestication may have occurred in more than one place, or the genetic signal has simply blurred across tens of thousands of years of migration and interbreeding. Think of it like trying to find the exact source of a river after it has already split into a delta. The physical evidence is just as fascinating. Archaeological remains found at the Bonn-Oberkassel site in Germany include a dog buried alongside humans approximately 14,200 years ago. That burial matters. Humans do not bury animals they regard as tools or pests. That dog was a companion, and the bodies of dogs changed as their relationship with humans deepened. One of the most striking adaptations is a specific facial muscle called the levator anguli oculi medialis. Wolves do not have it, dogs do. This muscle allows a dog to raise its inner eyebrow, creating the expression we call puppy dog eyes. That look is not accidental, Alina. It is an evolutionary product. Dogs that could produce that expression were more likely to trigger a caregiving response in humans, receive more food and protection, and survive. The puppy dog eyes you see on your dog today are the result of thousands of years of natural selection for a single powerful social signal aimed directly at you. The takeaway here is genuinely profound. Dogs are not tamed wolves. They are a separate evolutionary outcome, shaped not by human intention, but by a feedback loop between two species that found mutual benefit in each other's company. Remember this, the dog's defining trait is not loyalty or obedience, it is social attunement. The ability to read human faces, respond to human emotions, and communicate across a species boundary is baked into their biology at the genetic and muscular level. No other animal on Earth has evolved specifically to connect with humans the way dogs have. That is what makes them extraordinary. Not that we chose them, but that in a very real biological sense, they chose us first.